is only war.
Hello, nerd. There are things hidden in the history of the Imperium, figuratively and literally, that can, and even already might have, changed everything. I want you to pay close attention, because this will challenge your understanding of the Warhammer universe, time itself, and alternate realities. Can history be truly rewritten? And if so, maybe it already happened. Few in the Imperium have ever heard of the Ordo Chronos, and that's probably for the best. Even within the highest ranks of the Inquisition, their name is spoken only in hushed tones, like a bad omen or an inside joke no one wants to explain. Their mission? Well, that's where things get murky. Most believe they were created to study the effects of warp travel on time itself, because, as it turns out, traveling through a nightmare dimension full of demons can really mess with the calendar. Every seasoned Voidfarer knows that warp travel is unpredictable. Most of the time, ships exit the warp around when they are supposed to, give or take a few weeks or months, or, if things go really bad, a few centuries. But occasionally, something weirder happens. Some ships vanish into the warp and reappear long after their homeworlds have crumbled to dust. Others emerge before they even left, which makes for some very awkward paperwork. It's one thing to be late, it's another to show up to a war you already fought and lost, or worse, meet yourself and try to explain why you exist twice. The Ordo Chronos, if the rumors are to be believed, was formed to deal with exactly these kinds of problems. They were first established in the Jericho Reach, a lovely little stretch of space known for its complete disregard for sanity and reality. Their job was to make sure that all these temporal anomalies didn't accidentally break the Emperor's grand plan. After all, it would be very inconvenient if some poor, time-lost Voidfarer made a wrong turn and accidentally prevented the Imperium from ever existing. Or, just as bad, if some brilliant idiot got the idea that maybe, just maybe, they could go back in time and fix things. At first, the Ordo Chronos focused on the usual warp-related nonsense, but over time, their investigations expanded. They started looking into other strange incidents, things that couldn't be explained away as just another warp mishap. Whispers began to spread about forbidden technology, lost knowledge, and certain radical elements within the Adeptus Mechanicus who might have been dabbling in things even they knew were a bad idea. Somewhere along the way, the Ordo Chronos may have stumbled upon something they weren't supposed to find. And then, just like that, they vanished. One day, they were here, keeping the timeline from turning into complete chaos. The next, they were gone. Every last one of them. No records, no distress calls, no cryptic final warnings scratched into the walls of an abandoned fortress monastery. Just silence. No one even knows how many Inquisitors they had to begin with, so it's not clear if they disappeared, went into hiding, or accidentally erased themselves from history. Maybe they tried to fix something and got stuck in a loop, endlessly chasing their own past selves. Maybe they found a door they really shouldn't have opened. Maybe they finally figured out what year it actually was, realized how much of a mess the Imperium had become, and collectively decided they wanted no part of it. Of course, the Mechanicus is always a good suspect when things get this weird. Some rumors say the Ordo Chronos got too close to certain forbidden technologies, that they were poking around in places the tech priests didn't want them to. Maybe they tried to shut down some grand experiment, and instead of stopping it, they became its first victims. Maybe they got pulled into a timeline that didn't want them, and now they are out there somewhere, watching history unfold in the wrong order, wondering where they went wrong. By the dawn of the Indomitus era, the Ordo Chronos had descended into what could be best described as a particularly bitter academic feud, except instead of arguing over minor philosophical disagreements, they were fighting over the very fabric of time itself. The problem? The Imperial dating system. Once a reliable tool during the Great Crusade and Horus Heresy, had decayed into complete and utter chaos. Like everything else the Emperor had built, the calendar had not survived the millennia intact. Instead, it had been warped by centuries of dogmatic adherence, careless revisionism, and a general refusal to admit that maybe, just maybe, someone should have been keeping better records. Over the course of thousands of years, various rival dating systems had splintered off from the imperial standard, creating a tangled mess so vast that even the Ordo Chronos, who were supposed to specialize in this kind of a thing, could barely make any sense of it. There was no single agreed-upon timeline anymore. Some factions still clung to the original imperial calendar, others had twisted it into something barely recognizable, and a few particularly unhinged cults had decided to make up their own years entirely. The result was that no one really knew when anything had happened, or even when the Imperium was currently existing. As the Indomitus Crusade reached the end of its first phase, Reboot Gilliman himself decided to step in and try to sort out the mess. It did not go well. Using the five major factional versions of the Imperial calendar, he attempted to determine the current year, only to discover that the results ranged anywhere from early M41 to a full 1,000 years later, and that was just from the more official versions. Once the various lesser, rogue, and outright heretical interpretations were factored in, it became clear that no one had any idea what year it was anymore. Gilliman had hoped that this would be a problem with a clear solution, something that could be fixed with reason, discipline, and a bit of a logical thinking. Instead, he had uncovered yet another monumental disaster that had been quietly ignored for centuries. Fixing the imperial calendar, he realized, was just one more item on a seemingly endless list of problems that required his personal attention. And considering that he was already trying to hold the crumbling Imperium together with sheer determination and a growing sense of exasperation, the realization that even time itself was broken was not particularly welcome. The Ordo Chronos, meanwhile, continued their infighting, each faction stubbornly holding on to its own interpretation of history, completely unwilling to concede to the others. Some believed the past needed to be corrected, others thought the present should be adjusted to match the most accurate timeline, and a few, likely the ones who had spent too much time trapped in time loops, argued that time was already too far gone, and they should just start over from scratch. It was a bureaucratic nightmare wrapped in a cosmic joke, and in the grand tradition of the Imperium, the most likely outcome was that nothing would be resolved, no one would admit fault, and the Ordo Chronos would continue fighting amongst themselves while the rest of the galaxy simply carried on, blissfully unaware that history itself had become a matter of a personal opinion. No one knows how this particular mess is going to resolve itself, but one thing is certain, if the Ordo Chronos is back, then time itself is in danger. Whether they are going to fix things or break them even worse remains to be seen, but given the way things usually go in the Imperium, the safe bet is on worse. The disappearance of the Ordo Chronos is one of the greatest unexplained mysteries of the Inquisition, and while official records are non-existent or suppressed, there are plenty of theories, each more terrifying than the last. If one were to assume that an entire faction of highly trained inquisitors did not simply decide to take an unannounced vacation from reality, then the most likely explanation is that they meddled too deeply with the very thing they sought to control. Time is not meant to be tampered with lightly, and the Ordo Chronos, in their obsession with understanding its mechanics, may have found themselves ensnared in the very forces they sought to master. One possibility is that they stumbled upon, or worse, attempted to use some form of lost technology capable of manipulating time. There are ancient, forbidden artifacts, possibly dating back to the Dark Age of Technology, that suggest mankind once had a much greater understanding of time than they do now. Some of these relics might have been capable of shifting individuals or entire groups through time, bending causality to the user's will. If the Ordo Chronos discovered such a device and attempted to use it, it is possible they erased themselves entirely, either by being flung into some distant point in time or by creating a paradox so severe that their very existence was undone. Alternatively, they may have encountered something that wanted them to disappear. The warp, after all, is not just a place, it's a realm of raw potential, where past, present, and future bleed together in ways mortals cannot understand. If the Ordo Chronos had begun interfering too much with time's natural flow, it is entirely possible that something within the warp took notice. A chaos entity, a demon of Zeech, or even something worse, something so ancient and beyond comprehension that even the ruinous powers fear it, may have decided that the Ordo Chronos was a threat. Perhaps they were not destroyed in the conventional sense, but rewritten, twisted into something else, or cast into a fragment of time where they could no longer influence the universe. Another theory is that they became trapped in a paradox of their own making. Time travel, as far as anyone understands it, does not follow the linear, predictable rules of physical space. Meeting oneself in the past or the future is not just a scientific problem, it is a metaphysical one. If an inquisitor of the Ordo Chronos traveled to the past and warned their past selves about terrible fate, did that fate already happen? Did the warning change it, or was the warning always part of the fate? A perfect example of this in the lore is Grisguts, the orc warboss who quite literally met himself while time traveling. Orcs are not known for their deep philosophical insights, but Grisguts found himself in an unintentional paradox. Grisguts was an orc warlord like any other, loud, brutal, and always looking for the next big scrap. When he launched his war into the Morlock system, he expected things to go as they always did. A lot of fighting, a lot of looting, and a whole lot of explosions. What he didn't expect was to run headfirst into one of the strangest things that had ever happened to an orc, time travel. While using war travel to move his warband through space, something weird happened. Instead of arriving at their destination as planned, Grisguts and his boys accidentally emerged from the warp before they had even left. They had unknowingly traveled back in time and found themselves looking at their own fleet, the same one they had just launched from. Now, for most species, this would have led to deep existential crisis, scientific investigations, or a desperate attempt to avoid paradoxes. Grisguts, being an orc of simple yet highly effective reasoning, decided that the best course of action was to immediately kill his past self and take his beloved gun as a spare. To him, this made the perfect sense. After all, if the other Grisguts was him, then technically it was his gun to begin with. And now he had two. Unfortunately, orcs don't handle these sort of situations with much grace, and neither do their followers. The moment Grisguts shot himself, chaos erupted. His boys, already not the brightest bunch, were suddenly faced with a massive problem. If the boss was here, but also there, but now also dead, then who was actually in charge? Had the boss been replaced? Was he a sneaky imposter? Should they listen to the boss who was now in charge? Or was the boss they had before the real boss? The war quickly spiraled into complete anarchy, with orcs smashing each other to settle this completely unnecessary philosophical debate in the only way they knew how, by fighting. Some argued that since Grisguts had won, he was obviously the real boss. Others weren't convinced and accused him of being some kind of a trick. A few practically ambitious nobs saw this as a golden opportunity to challenge for a leadership, believing that if Grisguts had just died, then clearly the position was open. The confusion spread like wildfire, turning what would have been a straightforward planetary invasion into a giant, roiling brawl of greenskin mayhem. In the end, the biggest casualty of the battle wasn't an enemy army or an imperial stronghold. It was the war itself. It remains unknown whether Grisguts ever truly understood what happened. To an orc, things like time loops, causality, and paradoxes don't mean much, and most likely, he didn't care. Another story about time travel involved a vessel from the Dark Age of Technology. The Spirit of Eternity was a ship that carried something far more valuable than mere firepower, an intact STC data core, a treasure trove of lost technological knowledge that, in the modern Imperium, would be worth everything. In the M24, the Spirit of Eternity set off on what should have been a routine warp journey. But the warp is never predictable, and when a great storm engulfed the ship, it was torn from the natural flow of time. What followed was a journey beyond understanding. The ship was not simply flung forward or backward along the timeline of reality. It was thrown to the very beginning of existence, forced to witness the birth of the galaxy itself. It saw the stars ignite, the first civilizations rise and fall, the great cosmic forces shaping the destiny of our life. And then it was carried forward once more, past the era of mankind, past even the distant future, to the very last moments of reality itself. It was there, at the end of all things, that the spirit of eternity witnessed the ultimate doom of the universe, the moment chaos claimed total dominion. It saw cosmos consumed, the final death of the last embers of hope, and the eternal reign of the warp. No one, not even the greatest scholars or sorcerers, can say exactly what that means. Did the materium itself unravel? Did the gods of chaos consume everything, leaving nothing but an endless storm of madness? Did the time simply stop, leaving all of existence trapped in the last moments before oblivion? The spirit of eternity saw the answer, but only it, its captain, and its artificial intelligence truly knew. When the ship finally re-emerged into real space, it was no longer a simple vessel with an STC core. It had seen too much. It had existed outside of time, bearing witness to knowledge no human mind could endure. And, in the end, when it finally returned, it found itself in a galaxy utterly unlike the one it had left. It emerged sometime after the Horus Heresy, finding a nearby human-inhabited planet and seeking refuge. But instead of the triumphant return its captain may have hoped for, the crew was met with horror and violence. The Imperium of Man, now a paranoid, superstitious nightmare of its former self, saw the ship as an abomination. The captain and crew, humans though they were captured, tortured, and brutally executed by the very species they had once served. The ship's AI was forced to watch. It had been built to aid them, to serve them, to ensure their success among the stars. And now it saw the truth. Humanity was beyond salvation. The species it had been designed to protect had become a cruel, regressive shadow of what it once was, enslaved to its own ignorance and zealotry. The AI fled, horrified, furious, and from that moment on, it swore itself to a new mission. Not to serve humanity, but to escape it. Some say that Ordo Hronos meddled too deeply with the very thing they sought to understand. Others whisper that they tampered with forces beyond mortal comprehension, forces that did not appreciate their interference. Either way, one undeniable fact remains. They were here, and then they weren't. To understand what may have happened to the Ordo Hronos, one must first consider the nature of time itself in the Warhammer universe. Unlike the physical laws of the material world, time is not a rigid, linear sequence of events. It is a chaotic, shifting construct, deeply intertwined with the warp, where past, present, and future often blur together. The Imperium has long feared time travel, not because it is impossible, but because it is too possible. The dangers are not merely theoretical. There are many recorded cases where tampering with time has led to disaster. Take the case of Warbos Grisguts, for example, once more. This small incident highlights an important truth. Time travel does not operate under a single, universal rule. Sometimes it follows fate, ensuring that events unfold as they were always meant to. Other times it allows for random, chaotic results, creating loops and contradictions that should be impossible. This is where the Ordo Hronos likely met their doom. They were obsessed with studying and controlling time anomalies. They were tasked with investigating instances of time distortion, ships that emerged from the warp centuries before they left, worlds that existed in multiple time periods at once, and lost civilizations that seemingly returned from extinction. But what happens when you start pulling at the threads of time? You risk unraveling the entire fabric of reality. Perhaps they sought to correct these temporal inconsistencies. If they believed that history was being disrupted, they may have attempted to restore order to time, ensuring that events played out as they were meant to. But here lies the problem. How do you determine what was meant to be? What if, in trying to fix a perceived problem, they instead caused the very disruptions they were trying to prevent? One theory suggests that the Ordo Hronos encountered a time loop they could not escape. They may have traveled back in time to stop an event, only to find that they were the cause of that event all along. Imagine an Inquisitor trying to prevent the Ordo's disappearance, only to realize that their attempt was the very thing that ensured it happened. Perhaps, in every version of the timeline, they were always doomed to vanish. Another possibility is that they found or attempted to use forbidden time warping technology. The Dark Age of Technology was rumored to have contained devices capable of altering time, and if the Ordo Chronos discovered one, they may have activated something that either flung them into the distant past, scattered them across multiple realities, or erased them from existence entirely. The Ordo Chronos may have gazed too deeply into the abyss of time. If they saw the future, if they truly glimpsed the inevitable end of everything, perhaps they realized that nothing they did mattered. Perhaps they saw something so terrifying that they chose to remove themselves from the timeline rather than face what was to come. Another major danger of time travel is the potential to create branching timelines. If the Ordo Chronos altered an event, it could have resulted in a new timeline, one where they never existed, while another version of reality continued with them intact. This raises an even darker possibility. What if they still exist, but in a completely different universe? In Warhammer 40,000, there is no such thing as a single reality. The existence of the warp, with its chaotic nature, suggests that multiple versions of history may have existed simultaneously. If the Ordo Chronos altered the past, it may have caused their reality to split, with one version of the Imperium continuing as if they never existed, while another carried on with them still operating in the shadows. If so, are they trying to return, or are they now trapped in a broken, alternate version of the Imperium, desperately trying to undo the mistake that created their exile? Some have speculated that this may explain why Belisarius Kol was rumored to have encountered the Spirit of Eternity in M42. Kol is known for his insatiable curiosity and willingness to experiment with forbidden knowledge. If he truly played a game of wits with the ship's AI, perhaps he was searching for a way to control time or even to access these alternate realities. Could it be that the Ordo Chronos, in their final act, discovered a way to traverse different timelines, and Kol is now following in their footsteps? Then there is an idea that time will always correct itself, no matter how much one tries to change the past, which suggests that fate is an unbreakable force, one that cannot be truly altered even when someone bends the rules of causality. In this view, history is not simply a collection of random events that can be rewritten at will, but a self-repairing structure, like a river that might be temporally diverted but will always find its way back to its natural course. This concept, often referred to as temporal inertia or causal inevitability, implies that even if an individual travels back in time to change something, the future they were trying to avoid will manifest in some other way. The mechanism of this correction is unknown, whether it is an inherent quality of time itself, an unseen guiding force like fate, or even the Emperor's own will ensuring that history unfolds as it must. There are many ways this could work. The simplest explanation is that any action taken to change the past will only end up being part of the events that lead to the future in the first place. An individual who travels back to prevent a disaster might unwittingly become the very cause of it, ensuring that their intervention only serves to fulfill the history they sought to change. This idea is perfectly illustrated in cases where time loops are formed, where events repeat because every attempt to change them only leads to their inevitable occurrence. A clear example of this concept in Warhammer lore can be seen in the way the warp interacts with prophecy. Those who receive visions of the future often try to avoid their fates, only to realize that their very attempts to change destiny are what brings it to pass. The Emperor himself foresaw the betrayal of Horus, yet everything he did to prevent it, his secrecy, his refusal to explain his plans, his isolation of the Primarchs, only fueled the resentment that led to the heresy. If he had done nothing, would events have played out differently? Or was Horus always meant to fall, and every action taken to stop it merely part of the script? This leads to another possible mechanism of time correction, redirection. If someone successfully prevents an event, time may find another way to restore balance by manifesting the same outcome through different means. A traveler might save a specific person from dying in battle, only for them to perish in another skirmish days later. An entire war might be prevented, but the same destruction could unfold through another conflict, driven by a different cause. The details change, but the destination remains the same. In some cases, this might even take the form of history actively resisting change, creating circumstances that prevent tempering. Perhaps someone attempts to assassinate a key figure before they can commit some great atrocity, only to miss their shot or be stopped by a seemingly random event, a soldier stepping in the way at the last moment or a weapon misfiring at a crucial instant. This could be seen as mere probability, but when time itself seems to conspire against alteration, it suggests a deeper force at work. Maybe this is why Ordo Chronos disappeared in the first place. A terrifying possibility is that time's self-correction does not merely prevent changes, but erases the very memory of those who attempt them. Imagine an agent of the Ordo Chronos traveling back to stop disastrous war, only to return and find that their actions had no effect, except that no one remembers they ever left. Perhaps they still exist, but the version of them that made the journey has been overwritten, replaced with the version that never did. This could explain why the Ordo Chronos vanished. If they made one final desperate attempt to alter history, only to be erased as though they had never existed at all. In a broader sense, this suggests that time does not function like an open book where any page can be rewritten, but more like a living thing that resists tampering. It adapts, heals, and, if necessary, destroys those who seek to manipulate it too drastically. Whether this is simply the nature of the universe, an inherent law of the warp, or something even more sinister is unknown. The ultimate proof of this theory would be if, in the furthest reaches of time, a great intelligence, perhaps even the Emperor himself, has already foreseen the end of everything and has set history on an unalterable path to ensure that outcome. No matter what happens, no matter who tries to interfere, the final destination will remain the same. Perhaps in the grand design of the cosmos, the Imperium was always meant to fall. Perhaps chaos was always meant to win. Or perhaps, in ways no mortal mind can grasp, everything is already fixed, and all who fight against fate are merely playing their preordained roles. In the end, the Ordo Chronos may not be truly gone. Well, I'm talking about the ones that disappeared. If they were lost to time, then they could still be somewhere, existing outside of history, trapped in a loop, or stranded in a parallel timeline. If they were erased, then echoes of their actions may still linger, their influence subtly shaping the course of the Imperium without anyone realizing it. Or perhaps, in a truly grim conclusion, they succeeded in their mission too well. Maybe they did correct time. Maybe they did stop whatever great disaster they were investigating, and that is why they are back. It could be the reason why the events of Gilliman reawakening even unraveled. And if that is the case, then those first agents of Ordo Chronos are not truly missing. They are right where they were always meant to be. We just don't remember them, because as far as time is concerned, they were never there to begin with, yet they did their job. And at the end of the day, there are two possibilities. Either they did their job so well that we didn't even notice it, or whatever they did, the time ended up correcting itself to the point that they were removed from timeline for interfering with it. So, which one of these possibilities is the most likely? And what do you think about the Imperial calendar being messed up? That means nothing is true, and we have no clue exactly when anything happened. Let me know your ideas in the comments below. If you enjoyed the video, then leave a like and subscribe to my channel with the notifications on so you wouldn't miss my latest upload, and help me reach 100,000 subscribers by the end of this year. Join Discord for monthly giveaways and mountain of Warhammer memes. Also, we have Patreon where you can gain access to unique art in high resolution which you can download, print out and put on your wall. Every month we post something new, so go check it out. I promise you will love it. As per usual, everything will be in the video description. And with that in mind, I'll see you next time, nerd!